Today we're going to pick on Peter. Peter gets picked on all the time. Do you know that? Peter has a certain personality, and many people can relate to Peter's personality. Today we're going to look at his faith. We're going to look at what some of the things that Peter did that, well, one of the things that Peter did that stands out, gets talked about, and learn from that in our own life today. We're going to look at Peter's faith, the faith that Peter has, and how it's described here in the Word of God. Faith is an important thing. The Bible describes faith in Hebrews 11 as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When we look at what faith, I've been asked that many times, what is faith? Well, the Bible defines it right there in Hebrews 11:1. We know what faith is because God tells us what faith is. But living in faith, walking in faith, is an ongoing process. And we look at Peter and we can see Peter's faith. We can see how Peter stumbled. We can see how Peter fell on his face. We can see how Peter got up, and because of his faith, he got up and got going again. We can see Peter stepping out in areas that the other disciples wouldn't do. And this is one of those situations. Turn with me into Matthew chapter 14, and I want to start in verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him, and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Let's pray. Father, we thank you once again for your word. And we thank you for this lesson, this event that took place within Peter's life and in yours, as you describe to us what transpired on that night. And Lord, we come to you and we thank you for instructing us and showing us through others as well what faith is and how to live in and walk in faith. As we come before you this morning, may your words go forth. May you be exalted and glorified here. And may you strengthen us in our faith, guiding us closer and closer to you. May you be magnified by your words. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. When you look at this chapter, there was the feeding of the 5,000 that had just taken place that day. And the disciples had seen all of that. They had seen the multitudes fed with just fragments of food, and then more left over than they started with. So they got to experience that. Jesus puts them in a ship, sends them across the sea. He goes into the mountain to pray. And the disciples are in the middle of the sea in a storm. If you've been out on the sea in a storm, it can be rough. It can be fearful. Now, we have to realize many of these men were sailors. They were fishermen. They were used to being out on the water. They were used to being out that way. So they understood ships. They understood the waves and how they can get at times. But in this picture, these storms represent the storms of life that can come to all of us. There are storms that are out there in our life. And you know, Jesus could have sent them another way. He could have stopped the storm. But he sent them out for a reason. Was he watching over them? Yes. Was he protecting them? Yes. They may not have thought so. But we get the opportunity to look back into God's Word and see what God was really doing with them. You know, in our own lives, we don't always get to see what God's doing at the present. But many times when we look back in our life, we can see what God was doing and how God was processing us or leading us through situations to get to a certain point. That's what he was doing with his disciples. He was teaching his disciples to trust him. He was teaching his disciples to walk by faith, to live by faith. Now, the disciples are struggling in the storm in the fourth watch of the night. So basically, they had been all night out there. A long time to be on the sea, in the dark, in the waves. And Jesus comes to them walking on the water. Now, it's interesting. What would you do? You know, many times we jump on these guys, well, what were they afraid of? It was just Jesus. What would you do? If you were out there and this was going on, we have a natural fear that jumps up in us, don't we? There are parallel passages to this event in Mark chapter 6 and John chapter 6 that tell us, you know, a little more detail in different parts of it that you can look up and read around. But let me ask you this question. Did Jesus send them out there? He did. He sent them out there. Did Jesus forget about them? No. Did he know right where they were? Absolutely. The thing is, there was a lesson that these disciples needed to learn. And many times the storms that we go through, many times the trials and struggles that we go through are for us to learn what God is trying to teach us. So the question that we need to ask when we're going through these things is, what are you trying to teach me, Lord? Lord, show me. Help me to see what it is that you're teaching me. Many times the answers are right here. If we have a willing heart to know what God wants, he'll tell us in his word. We find that Matthew is the only one to record the miracle of Peter walking on the water. So we find that the main lesson here is about faith. And while Peter had only a little faith, and it talks about that, he was the only one to get out of the boat. Well, why did he doubt? Well, we think, wow, look what Jesus said. Jesus was challenging him. The others stayed in their comfort zone. Disciples, they knew Jesus, but they didn't get out of the boat. Well, you say, well, Peter was crazy. In some situations, we look at him like, what was he thinking? You know, and this was one of those, really. What was he thinking? Man can't do that. But Peter went on a little further in his faith because he trusted Jesus. And he knew that Jesus was not just a man. He was God. And if Jesus can do it, then he can let me do it too. If it's his will. And that's what we need to find out. What does God want for us? So Peter responds to Jesus with this statement. Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Lord, if it is you, not just some spirit walking on the water. If it's you, Lord, let me come to you on the water. Would we ask the Lord that? Would you ask the Lord that? If this was you? Or would you sit in the boat patiently waiting and saying, come on in, Lord, we're waiting for you. Why is this lesson here? Why did Peter do this? Peter did this for Peter? Because Peter was expressing his faith. Peter was doing this for the other disciples who didn't know. And Peter did that for us. God was working with Peter's life at that moment, just like God works with our lives at moments, to do amazing things, sometimes for us, sometimes for other people. But the key is our faith in Christ alone. Peter knew he couldn't walk on water, but Christ could allow him to do so. So we find, to start with, an invitation to faith. An invitation to faith. You know, we believe in the Lord, but our faith is constantly being encouraged, tried, tested, to be stronger. As we grow in the Lord, Jesus said, come. Come. You know, Peter had an invitation to exercise his faith in Jesus. Peter didn't just jump out of the boat and go running to Christ. He did that later, after the resurrection, by the way, when he was out fishing and Jesus was on the bank. He jumped out. He didn't walk on water that time. He swam and came up on shore. This instance is the only one recorded like this. Why? Because God wants us to realize it has to do with our faith. Do I believe? Do I really believe that Jesus is who he says he is? Peter said, if it is you, Lord, then allow me, bid me, command me to come to you on the water. He was not going to get out of the boat without Jesus saying, come. He'd be insane to. Remember, there's a storm going on. The waves are crashing around. You don't walk on, it'd be hard enough walking on smooth water. You know, Jesus calls us to come to him in many situations. In Matthew 11, 28, he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's a verse calling us to come to him in this situation. Matthew 19, 14, Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. He says, send the children. Lead the children to me. Let them come to me. John 7, 37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He is the water of life. Jesus invites us. We need to come to Jesus and trust him as Savior. John 6, 37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Man is invited to come to Jesus. But just like Peter, it took an action. It took more than just words. Peter had to get out of the boat. That was an act of faith. Lord, bid me to come to you on the water. He believed that he could, and God allowed it. So God gives us an invitation to come to Him. When we are challenged in our faith, come to Him and watch what He can do. Don't get out in front of Him. Let Him lead you. Let His hand guide you. Because as we learn in this lesson, as we learn from the Word of God, we can get in front of God. And Peter had a tendency to jump out there many times. But we're learning, just like Peter was learning, to live and walk by faith. And there are great adventures in faith, by the way. Peter is coming down out of the ship. Didn't change his mind on the way. We have to remember that Peter had a knowledge of the sea as a fisherman. He had had experience with that sea. He had had dangers that he had come across as such. And he knew how dangerous it could be. And if you've ever been out on a stormy sea at night, how much more would that be? You can't see what's coming. And they weren't like today where you have these bright lights that shine out everywhere. You know, there's something in us that loves adventure. Mountain climbing, skydiving, car racing, space travel. What is it in man that likes to go over the next mountain, try something new? We have that in us. It's an intrigue to just go a little bit further. I believe we have that same thing in our faith. That our faith should go just a little bit further. God has something just a little bit more for each one of us than what we're experiencing at the moment. God has a plan. And He had that with Peter. And Peter was willing. And that's what it takes. It takes a willingness to trust the Lord to go just that extra distance. You know, living for Jesus can be quite an adventure. You will do things you never thought you could do. You'll go places you never thought you could go. You'll go through situations you wish you hadn't. But as you go through them, you can have the comfort of knowing that He's there with you. Life is an adventure. God gave that to us. So Peter gets out of the boat and he walks on water. Peter knows that Jesus has the power. Peter knows, or he wouldn't do it. Peter trusts Jesus. Do we trust Jesus? Is our faith in Him? He says, "Bid me to come to thee on the water." And Peter waited for the Lord's command. In this, Peter learns more about Jesus. He learns even more. And we learn the more that we live by faith, the more we learn about Jesus. The more we live by faith, the more we understand who He is. The more we understand what He's doing on planet Earth today. So what are the adventures of stepping out on God's promises? God makes promises, by the way, all through His Word. It's an adventure, trusting God instead of man. You know, we like to be secure. We like to think that if I can see it, then it's real. But there's a whole lot of things that we can't see that are very real. Trusting God. What does God say and what does man say? Is my faith in man and science and medicine more than it's in God? In giving, stepping out in God's promises in giving and not knowing how God will provide. That's one of the trials that we go through. One of the tests of our faith is how we give. And it has to come from our heart. God knows our heart. And giving has to do with putting out of ourself. And like we mentioned in Sunday school this morning, it's already what God has given us, no matter what it is. Do we trust Him and do we rely on Him in that area, in going and trusting Jesus to lead the way? I don't know where He wants me to go, but He says go. I don't know where I'm going to end up, but He says go. Abraham lived like that. Abraham was led by God to a land he did not know anything about, to a people, to a place that God would lead him to. By faith, he stepped out and went, not knowing what was going to happen. That takes faith in God. That takes faith in, Lord, are you sure that's what you want me to do? Lord, this I've never done that before. Lord, it's scary. It's an adventure. God blessed him because he did do that. In fact, God blessed him greatly because he did do that. Did he make mistakes in his adventure? Yeah, he did. Almost everybody does. But what do we do with that? We turn back to the Lord, just like Abraham did, just like David did, just like Peter did. Just like all of those who have trusted the Lord and want to walk with the Lord. But there are also adversaries of faith. Those that come contrary to you and your faith. In this instance, we see that the wind was contrary. Has to do with your present circumstances. Some of you today are in a contrary situation. You have things stirred up in your life, things that are happening, things that are going on, storms that are going on. And you just wish it would settle down and be calm. But sometimes God puts us in that storm to acknowledge Him and to trust Him and to rely on Him. Have you had a troubled week? Are you struggling with temptation, fear, grief, anger, confusion? All of these things will challenge our faith. They can go contrary to our faith. But they can also help to strengthen our faith by how we respond. We see that Peter's fears were adversaries of his faith. Where is Peter's fear showing up? When he started sinking in the water, what happened? He became afraid. Fear and faith are on opposite ends. Fear and faith don't ride together. Fear can be seen in two ways in the Bible. As respect, which talks about the fear of God and fearing God, or in panic. In this case, it was talking about panic. And many times, how do we respond to situations? Many times it's in a panic situation. Remember, when Jesus came walking to them, he knew they were afraid, thinking he was a spirit. And he told them when he first spoke, "It is I. Be not afraid. It's okay. I'm with you. I'm here. It's me," Jesus was saying. Is he here with us? He is. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, there is he in the midst. He is here with us today. Is he here with us? If he lives in you, he is here with you everywhere you go. Fear? Why do we fear? Because we get our eyes off of Jesus. And we get our eyes on our situation around us. We get our eyes on our sinking situation. And what am I going to do? We need to do exactly what Peter did. Lord, save me. In Matthew 14:30, it says, "But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink." When we get a look at the wind and the waves that are in our life and we get our eyes off of Jesus, it's easy to start sinking. And it's easy to become fearful. We must realize that as our faith in Jesus increases, fear decreases. The stronger we are in our faith with the Lord, the further away fear is. Look at what this verse says. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Trust in the Lord. It has to do with our faith, relying on him. He's in control. He knows what's happening. He knows what's going on. He knows what's under the water that could come up and bite your leg or your whole body. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. He tells us, you know what? Sometimes you just don't understand. Sometimes you guys don't get it. You know that? He's telling you, he knows more than you do. And he sees the whole picture. And so many times we think we know it all. Or we think we know enough to get us by. And many times we're clueless. But he is full of the answers. He has them all. He knows what's going on. Because he sees yesterday as well as tomorrow. Realize that there are adversities. But as the Bible says, greater is he that is in you as a believer than he that is in the world. All through the New Testament, we read about our adversary, the devil. But we also realize that God has equipped us to deal with that adversary. And fear is not in the list of fruits of the Spirit. It doesn't come from God. In fact, the first thing Jesus did before he spoke to him about anything is, don't be afraid. What did the angel do at the tomb on the morning of the resurrection? Don't be afraid. Man has a tendency to be fearful of the unknown. But when Jesus points it out and says, "This is me," we have no reason to fear. As a believer, we have no reason to fear. As an unbeliever, as one who has not received Christ, there is a fear of eternal damnation that takes place. That's why man's nature is fearful. Because because the more we have faith in Christ, the more we realize Him, and the stronger our relationship comes with Him, the less fear there is, because He removes that from us. The less relationship we have with Jesus, the less we know Him, the greater our fear is, because we don't know Him, and we don't know what He's going to do. And it is fearful, because He is God, and He does have all power, and all judgment, by the way, is His. And at His name, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. He is powerful, just like the song that we sang. The name of Jesus has great power. So what are the resources of faith? Peter prayed when he began sinking. Lord, save me. I can guarantee you he didn't say it that way, though. Here's a full-grown fisherman crying out in fear because his faith doubted. He doubted. And because of his doubt, he started sinking. When we start looking at our situation, you know, what I'm doing isn't possible. We start sinking. When we start thinking, I can't do that. But you have been. Did you realize that Peter had walked on the water to get there? He wasn't still hanging on to the boat. He was walking on water. You think, well, he should just be jumping and skipping and hollering. Look at what God has allowed me to do. We'd think that would be the response, but you know what? He got to look at the situation and think, wait a minute. And as soon as wait a minute happened, or what's really happening here, down he goes. I can't do this. You know what? How many times do we tell God, I can't do this? How many times do we tell God, you know, it's not possible. I can't do that. Lord, you know I'm limited. I'm only flesh and blood. I can't do those things. Wasn't Peter doing it anyway? It was Jesus doing it. It was His power. Peter didn't have power to walk on water. But his lack of faith in Jesus is what we see, and that's the reason he was sinking. So he cries out when he starts sinking, and Jesus reached out and caught him. What a picture. In Jesus' hands, Peter was safe. Peter, hang on. And he didn't throw him back in the boat. Or just put him over there. What did they do? They went to the boat together. And on the way, Jesus asked Peter, why did you doubt? You were going so well. It was so promising. Your faith was building. And then you doubted. Why did you doubt? Jesus already knew why. He was asking Peter, do you know why you started sinking? Because you doubted. You started looking at the situation. But together they went to the ship. And when they were come into the ship, oh, gee, the wind ceased. Now what's the deal? I get in the ship and the storm stops. Was the lesson learned? I believe it was. The whole storm was for a purpose. Do we realize that in our lives today? That the storms have purpose? And Jesus can cut them off anytime He wants to. What I learned from this is learn your lesson quickly before you start sinking. They were coming to the ship and the wind ceased. John 6:21 says, then they willingly received him into the ship. And immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Immediately. They were out there somewhere on the sea all night. In their own power, struggling, fighting, trying to do it their own way. Jesus comes to them on the water. And we see this situation with Peter. He comes into the ship, and immediately they're at shore. What took place right there? A miracle. The storm stopped, the wind, the waves. And it was quiet and still. Peter learned a lesson that night. That was a busy day for them, guys. And the Lord kept them up all night, too, to learn another lesson. And I can guarantee you, Peter never forgot it. In fact, most of us have never forgot that as well, because this is quite a unique situation that he went through. And the reason for that is so that we can learn as well. We need to learn. We need to look at our faith and say, where is my faith? How strong is my faith, or how weak is my faith? Do I doubt the Lord? Do I doubt that Jesus is who he says he is? Can I rely on him? You know, I can't make you accept Christ. I can't make you go to heaven. I can't make you read the Word of God. I can't do any of that. And God doesn't want us to. It's an act of faith. It's an act of trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That starts with salvation. Starts with realizing, I need a Savior. I am guilty, and he's the only one that can take care of that. And he did so by taking your place on the cross. When we receive him, he gives to us his life. He takes our sinfulness and covers it on the cross, and he gives us his righteousness instead. That's called accepting Christ or being saved or receiving Christ into our heart. From that point on, we grow in him in faith, step by step. The Bible talks about living by faith, walking by faith, trusting him in moments, in the little things, in the big things. It's easy to run to him in a crisis and say, Lord, help me. But you know what? He wants us to trust him and run to him in the little things as well. The moment by moment, the day by day situations, to live in faith. Peter's faith here was amazing. Getting out of the boat, walking on the water to Jesus was amazing. I often wonder, would I have done that if I was given that situation? Is my faith as strong as Peter's? Or would fear get a hold of me? And we can't really know until we go through it. But the Lord knows what we can handle, and he knew what Peter could handle. He knows what you can handle. And he will stretch us. You know, faith in Jesus will lead us to be and to do what is not possible in man's power alone. To be and to do what is not possible in our own power, in what we can do. How far will you let him take you? How much will you give to him? What percentage of your life is his? Well, I can guarantee you there will be a point in when we come before him, we'll realize it's all his. It's all his. We think, well, if I give him an hour a week, that's enough. It's all his. It's his choice. The Bible says you are not your own. You're bought with a price. You're paid for. And in as such, you become a child of God, an heir of Jesus, with a joint heir with Christ, the Bible says. To inherit the same things. That's pretty amazing. From one who was condemned to one who is now a child and an heir of God. And what made that difference was Jesus. Should our faith be strong? Can our faith be strong? What hinders that faith? What hinders your faith? Do you want it stronger? What's in my future? Lots of questions that we can ask, but they all point to one, and his name is Jesus. Trust him with all your heart. Let's stand together. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's pray. Father, we come before you.